This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. I have a couple of tunes for you today, and we'll talk about the history of them too. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing is usually kind of a rousing number, sung pretty loudly. That's interesting since hark means listen. As I tell kids when I substitute teach, it's hard to listen when you're being loud. The original hymn was one of 6,000 written by Englishman Charles Wesley, who was a leader of the Methodist movement. It was published in 1739, just a few years after he returned to England from America. Charles was Secretary of Indian Affairs and a chaplain to the Fort Frederica, St. Simon's Island. He was only there a year. Things didn't go so well. Charles was a very serious man, and he wanted slow and solemn music for his song. That's not how it ended up. The words have changed over the years. The original opening was, "Hark, how all the welkin rings, glory to the King of Kings." The words we know were changed by George Whitefield, who was a hugely popular minister who helped found Methodism and worked with Charles. He toured all over the British Isles and America and drew huge crowds. Ben Franklin was a big admirer of him. The hymn has had different tunes, as most of these old songs have. Way back in 2009, I played a version called Herald Angels by the Oxford Waits. It's episode 40, Moravian Christmas, which I called Moravian Christmas, but that's a whole other story. The tune Charles was thinking of was the tune of his hymn I've sung at Easter, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. The tune we know came from a Felix Mendelssohn secular piece called Festgesang. That was written to mark the 400th anniversary of Gutenberg's invention of printing with movable type. Not a religious piece at all. It was adapted by English musician William Hayman Cummings in 1855, over 100 years after the original publication. The music was really designed for big choirs, but it's fairly flexible, actually.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
That's a group of music educators from the Pacific Northwest. They call themselves Groove for Thought, and they're available for parties and bigger events. Find out how you can get their music at mychristmasstocking.net. God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen is another English carol, a traditional carol, which means we don't know who wrote it. As far as we know, it was first published in 1760 without a byline. It was described then as a new Christmas carol, and that may be true. Charles Dickens referred to the carol in his story, A Christmas Carol, in 1843. He wrote, quote, "At the first sound of God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen, may nothing you dismay. Scrooge seized the ruler with such energy of action that the singer fled in terror, leaving the keyhole to the fog and even more congenial frost. I'm sure that helped cement the song in our Christmas repertoire. Let me break down the title. God Rest You Merry, comma, Gentlemen. Not God Rest You, comma, Merry Gentlemen. Rest means keep or make, so God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen means God Keep or Make You Happy, Gentlemen. The earliest versions we know about in the 18th century have the lyrics, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Looks like it was made God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen later to sound more anachronistic and quaint. Like places with the word center in their name that have respelled it C-E-N-T-R-E, when it was never spelled that way in its history. Happens a lot in New England these days. Since it's an old song and we don't know who wrote it, the words have changed several times over the years. So if you hear one that sounds wrong, well, it's one of those songs that can handle it. Can you handle it?
God rest you merry gentlemen. Nothing you dismay.
Let nothing you dismay.
Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.
God, our Heavenly Father,
God, our Heavenly Father,
the blessed angel came,
the blessed angel came,
and unto a certain shepherd,
a certain shepherd,
brought tidings all the same. Now that in Bethlehem was born,
in Bethlehem was born,
a son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Alexis Cole singing with her father, Mark Finken.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's from an album called The Greatest Gift, and part of the sales from that go to the World Bicycle Relief Fund, an organization that raises money in support of disaster aid. And there have been a lot of disasters lately. You can find out about her and all the music at mychristmasstocking.net. The Christmas Stocking is on the social media, like twitter.com @XmasStocking. Thank you, Stitcher, for supporting the show. They tweeted out to me the other day, and they are one of the podcast apps you can find the show on. Thank you, Ron, @ZookeeperBidCar, DFW Christmas Lights, @XmasLightsDFW for the retweets. Brian just found us on Facebook. Hello, Brian! And hello to Mike and Tim, too. Thank you for all your support. We're on Google Plus. I'm hoping maybe I can do a hangout, but I don't know. I'm like way behind as usual this year, so we'll see. Go to plus.google.com, search for The Christmas Stocking, or go to mychristmasstocking.net and just click Google Plus and you'll get to it. Oh, speaking of that, Will, thanks for the comments and reshare there. It's always helpful when you reshare, retweet, share on your Facebook, especially the Facebook thing. It goes out to all your friends. It's great. Speaking of mychristmasstocking.net, you can get on the show there, too. You can click Call Me to share a childhood Christmas memory. I really want to know what it was like when you were a kid. Or you can just wish Merry Christmas to somebody. Whatever you want to say. I actually don't have a lot of rules for it. Click Call Me. Google Voice will call you, and then you press 1, and we'll connect. And I'm hoping every once in a while I'll have time to open the phone lines again so we can actually talk about Christmas, you and me, together. I got an email at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net from Chris at twinklify.com. It's a pretty cool idea. You upload a picture of your house and virtually try out different lights for it. Of course, they have links to buy lights, too. It's pretty clever. Next year, they plan to get into mobile, and they have some other ideas, too, which sound pretty cool. You can find them at twinklify.com, T-W-I-N-K-L-I-F-Y. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we'll talk about the Christmas pickle? Is that a thing? We'll find out in the Christmas stocking.